Strange Adventure.
Spud Mooney glared across the breakfast campfire at Case Lawson.
Listen, Case, you might as well get this straight. None of this gold is yours. You better start moving right now.
Case set his jaw and faced Spud squarely.
Hey, who do you think you're dealing with? Old man Bagley grub staked both of us, so he gets his share and I get mine.
Spud prodded angrily at the fire, sending a swirl of sparks into the air.
Either start traveling or else end up as buzzard bait. I'll call that bluff, Spud. You know, Bagley isn't the only one that knows two of us headed up here. So there better be a very good reason if only one of us comes out.
Case spoke the truth. But Spud was too full of the lure of gold to be beaten. For the rest of the morning, he sat brooding, never taking his hate-filled eyes off his partner. Case dug at the face of the ledge he was certain hid a rich vein of gold. Purposely, he kept his back to Spud, every move demonstrating contempt. After a while, he rested on his pick and turned around.
Now, Spud, you gonna squat there all day? Figuring on how to feed me to the buzzards?
Spud's hatred flamed at the truth being thrown in his face. He leaped at Case's throat, his fingers sinking into the man's windpipe. The force of the rush knocked Case to the ground. In mad hate, Spud battered his partner's head against a rock. Spud then hacked away at the ledge, hoping to make it crumble and give the appearance of Case's being caught under a rock slide. But Spud had barely delivered a couple of blows when he dropped his pick in amazement. There before him was a streak of virgin gold. He forgot about Case's body as he dug furiously. Hours later, he heard hoofbeats approaching across the desert. Only then did he remember that Case's body was uncovered. Feverishly, he heaped stones upon the body, afraid he couldn't get it covered before someone arrived. Old man Bagley rode up as Spud put the last stone on the body.
Well, hello there. I figured where you boys would be working, and since you've been gone for quite a spell, I thought I'd just ride up and see how you was doing.
He paused a moment, looking first at the sky, and then the pile of stones that was supposed to have crushed Case.
I guess you must have got greedy and killed Case.
No, I didn't. A rock slide crushed him.
Bagley shook his head.
No. Nope, you can't fool me. That body was laying in the open a while, and you just covered it up. Look up there. See them buzzards up there? I've been watching them circle. Now, they wouldn't have been doing that if the body was hid, 'cause buzzards pick their next meal by sight, and they can't see nobody under a rock pile.
Case let out an angry roar and rushed at the old man. Bagley's revolver seemed to leap from its holster. Bagley fired one shot and became the only one to profit from the lure of gold. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to War of the Pig, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.